enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Happy 2020.
Ooh, yes. It is a new decade. The energy's fresh. I'm loving it. How are you guys?
I'm doing really well. I'll tell you what. I have been off for way too long, and it just feels so good to be back in a routine because, man, I was all over the place. Vacation does that to me. Like, I don't know about you if you stick to a schedule. Like, I naturally woke up most mornings between 4 and 6 a.m., but then went right back to bed. But I'm like, what is my body doing? I want to sleep in.
I know. My body reverts back to like a normal person's schedule. And it's like, like this morning was fine because I was pumped up. I was like, okay, I'm going to get up. We're going to do this thing. But yeah, we're all whacked out because it's like vacation because half people are back at work. Half people aren't. People are still out of their schedules. You know, it's crazy. Kids aren't even back to school. My little Lucy, my she's 9, my fourth grader, she doesn't go back till the 8th.
So the 8th? Okay.
Yeah, so they're still out of school. So we're juggling. My parents are trapped in Vail. They went skiing and there's a huge snowstorm blizzard. So they are they couldn't get out till Friday. They were supposed to watch my little girl. So it's been like shuffle what's going on.
That sounds like a Hallmark movie my wife was watching all these Christmas movies. Like, we can't make it home, Mackenzie, for Christmas.
With Danica McCullough-Winnie from back in the day, the first 200 years.
Yes, that is exactly what it's like. There's so much, but what was one of the best things from your time off, vacation?
Oh my goodness. Well, it happened, you guys. I got a new car!
Whoa! Watch out.
Yes. So I was so excited. I'm so pumped. I went to Andy Moore Volkswagen and I got an awesome Atlas. It's an R line. It's an SC. It's top of the line. It's incredible. And it's just like a fresh new vibe for the new year. My birthday is next week. It's a new year. So it's kind of a little gift from me to me.
All right, guys. We're going to have to take back the car we were going to get her.
It was really cool. They presented it with a huge bow. It was like the stuff dreams are made of.
That's
so
amazing.
I'm really excited. I just love it. My other car, bless her heart, big business, RIP. Her engine had blown up. I mean, things had been happening to her, so it's just really nice to have a safe new ride. So that was exciting.
That is, anytime you get a new car, that's awesome. Do you like a little car pic and all that, though, too, just to celebrate? Oh, my God, I'm always like, car selfie, check it out.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, and it has that new car smell, which I love.
All right, live the wild girl. What about you? How was the vacation? Like, one of the best things, because we have so much to get into today.
I know, it was so good. I probably just got to say all of the family time, because I was able to just stay at my parents' house for like a long extended period of time, which is always so nice. I was able to see all my sisters and all my little nieces and nephews. Like, I spent so much time with them. So that was so much fun. But I did not have a problem. I slept in until like 10:30 every day. Like, I did no problem sleeping in.
That's awesome.
Isn't it amazing how much healthier you are?
Just
physically,
my gosh.
Mentally, when you get sleep.
I woke up, I like would make myself a cup of coffee. I would just chill
savor
on my
the
parents'
moments.
Like porch, just, you know, drinking it. I made myself breakfast. I wasn't having my little protein bar. It was so nice. I was like, oh my gosh, I missed this.
This is the life. Yeah.
I think you added like 6 months onto your life just from that little time right there.
I think so too. So I think the highlight was just spending all the time with my family that I got to spend, and also just like relaxing and not worrying about 8 billion things.
All right, producer Porkchop, what about you? What was the best time of little vacation we had?
Well, during our quote...
Well, I'm sorry, dude. I asked for Christmas. I asked Santa to get you a new mic. You must have been naughty. Or maybe I was.
I don't know. Man, this stinks.
Maybe try jiggling
this. Yeah, maybe give it a tappy tap.
Jiggle it.
Tap,
right
tap.
Here.
I'm going to throw it across the room.
Jiggle it.
Look, right
just
here.
A little bit.
No, this thing. That's what I did when
the bass.
I was
slapping the bass.
See? Sounds better.
Yes.
Is it working?
Nope.
Damn.
Now that I totally forgot what I was going to say.
No, real quick. Reframe. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What was like, all so much happened. I'm sure we'll get to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What are your favorite things, the holiday time
right,
off?
Couple things. First thing, I only had like 2 days off during our quote unquote vacation because of my other job. I serve at a steakhouse, but I really can't complain because the last month I've made such great money. Oh, yo, the money was so great. Listen to this, guys. This is about to be an epic thing.
Ooh.
I'm about to say.
Are you buying an engagement ring?
No.
Oh my gosh, I'll die.
I did something that I haven't done in 6 months yesterday for the first time, and that was pay rent on time.
I thought you were going to say, legit thought he was going to say change his sheets, and I was going to throw up.
No, he needs a lot more money for that.
Yay, I paid rent on time for the first time since July.
Which is the hilarious thing. You probably would have got a break because it was New Year, so it was like a holiday.
Yeah, I know.
But it's
good,
good
for
though.
You,
that's,
good for you.
That's a good turning point for you.
But I guess, you know, let me bring it down, bring it real. The best part about my break was probably playing Call of Duty with our friend, mine and Joe's friend, Chad, and with Joe.
And with all what's his face. Oh, yeah, Joe across from me.
How much did you guys play it?
I mean,
like every day?
Like I said, I was at the steakhouse.
I couldn't get him to leave my house one day.
No, stop it.
I was 6 hours.
I was at the steakhouse every day, but we played a little bit.
You still made time for you spent 6 hours one day playing.
That just struck something in me I remembered.
What?
I am addicted to a new show since you're addicted to COD.
Uh-huh.
And Liv suggested it, and my sister suggested it. You!
Yeah!
On Netflix, I binged watched 2 complete seasons, and I'm just telling you, check it out. It's amazing.
Me and my boyfriend started season 2 yesterday.
In LA. It's so good. So it's called You on Netflix, and it is highly addicting. I recommend it.
I would like to join that threesome right there, because I watched it as well. 4 episodes in, I'm trying to slow it down.
It's so good.
My vacation was awesome. I think the worst part of it, but also the best part, driving from Indiana to Ohio to Michigan to both sides, seeing friends and family. It was awesome. Listen, we have so much to get to. Of course, we got to get to the tea in just a second. So, Mackenzie, what is coming up in the tea?
Oh, the most influential person on Twitter has been announced. Plus, how Zac Efron almost died.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, the first tea time of the new decade of 2020. And we're starting things off right with Justin Bieber. Yes, the Biebs. We are getting new music finally. His new single is called Yummy. It drops tomorrow, but here's a little sneaky peeky.
Yummy.
Oh, I'm so vibing with this. I cannot wait. Again, it drops tomorrow. And he also has a new detailed docuseries, Justin Bieber Seasons, coming to YouTube. Now, that kicks off January 27th at 1 p.m. And our own Liv the Web Girl, I know, is counting down the days.
I'm counting down the days. I did cry when he made the big announcement for the new music and the docuseries. I am so excited.
I feel like you're going to have to cancel your cycle bar class that day. You're like, oh, sorry. I'm busy.
But we don't have that much longer. January 27th to wait for that, but new music come out tomorrow. Well, the top 50 athletes of the decade have been announced, and topping the list, LeBron James.
I don't have a ceiling to how much I can improve with my game, and we as a foundation don't have a ceiling on how much we can improve our community and to a point where we have a school. Like, we literally have a school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Serena Williams came in second, followed by Tom Brady. We got Simone Biles in the mix. And these were basically the top 50 athletes polled by sports writers. So,
okay.
LeBron, good choice for the top.
LeBron James.
Yes.
Liv the Web Girl's like, I don't think so.
I just don't like him. We all know this.
She's
nothing
not a huge
new.
She didn't vote for him, Mackenzie. No vote.
She didn't vote for him either to be the most influential person on Twitter because Taylor Swift took the top spot. Others, this is interesting, Donald Trump was
second. Oh, he's like the king of Twitter.
I know. I think people just love to read his tweets. All right, the prime, like these were really interesting. I thought the prime minister of India came in third. That's out of left field.
I guess because there's so many people in India.
That's true. That's cool. Followed by Katy Perry, Elon Musk, and then Cristiano Ronaldo, Lady Gaga, Ellen DeGeneres, rounding out the top eight. I don't really tweet. All I do is like do Instagram, and then I'll share it to my. But I've never just solely. I don't tweet that much.
Yeah, some people love to tweet. I don't know. Like, do you live like it's more sports and news for you? Would you say like that's what more people are on Twitter for?
Yeah. I mean, I also like I will cry laughing at the viral tweets that are automatically on your feed. Like, I love Twitter so much.
Is that going to be a 2020 resolution?
I've abandoned it for pretty much for
Instagram. So funny. Twitter to me is just like it's a place to go where it's just pure humor. Pure humor. It's so good.
I love it. And there's not rants like over on Facebook, so that's always good, right? Well, Zac Efron, bless his gorgeous heart, face, and body. He almost died while filming his upcoming docuseries, Killing Zac Efron. How ironic.
Like, you gotta land straighter. It's water turns into concrete once you get terminal velocity.
So. I know. Understand. That's why
I'm saying. Yeah, it's dangerous. So you gotta be careful. Don't do this at home, kids.
Oh, man. He had a brush with death after contracting a life-threatening bacterial infection during a three-day trip in New Guinea. He was in stable condition. The good thing was he was saved. He was able to return to the U.S. on Christmas Eve. It's just so ironic that he was filming the show called Killing Zac Efron and he almost died. Reports were saying that he was, in fact, dead. Not the case. He was airlifted by emergency caretakers to a hospital, and he's broken his silence, just thanking everybody for their thoughts and prayers, but he's okay.
Okay.
So he's gonna be all right. Thank the Lord.
Well, that's good news. At least we know there's a chance for a part two now.
Yes.
Well, it'll be a little awkward if he was dead. There probably wouldn't have been a part two.
Zac Efron, so gorgeous.
Okay, check out the T. All you gotta do is text the word, or letters, JAM, J-A-M, to 52140 or joemckenzie.com. Okay, there's something we want to try to do in 2020. We want to change the vibe, as Mackenzie says. And one thing involves one word. What's your one word mantra, your one word saying for 2020? Does anybody have any ideas?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have one.
Okay, cool. We're going to drop those words next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. So glad to have you with us here. Hey, don't forget, you can always follow the show Twitter and Instagram. It is Joe and Mackenzie. And you can be part of this conversation at 833-563-2539. Now, I know, like, I made some resolutions, and I'm kind of keeping those personal, like the big list of them. But I heard Liv talking, I heard Mackenzie, and you guys are talking about, like, just one word. So does that mean, like, one thing?
Yeah, so kind of what I saw was someone saying, you know, we make a list of goals every single year, and we've been doing that for a decade. So just to kind of change it up, they're like, this year I'm doing something different. I'm picking one word, and that's it. Just one word to live by. It's going to be my mantra for the year, and I'm going to do things and do actions that help support this one word that I have chosen to live by this year.
Okay, so we'll go share our one-word mantras. If you have anything like it's going to be your goal or what you're striving for in 2020, 833-563-2539. Eileen, I'm Mackenzie, because right now I got to think of what word I'm going to use.
All right, no, I think this, I actually have done this for many years. You choose one word, and that is like your word of, in this case, maybe the decade.
Yeah.
So for 2020, I chose action. So I am a planner. I pre-plan things. I think things. I overthink things instead. Nope. It's all about action, because if your intention is set, that's wonderful. But if you don't actually take the action to achieve what you want to do, it's nothing. So I'm all about taking the action. Nothing happens until you move. So my word is action.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, yep. Liv, continue now. What's yours with a B?
Mine is uplift. So I am deciding to go into this year not only like uplifting myself and helping me surround myself with the right people, with the right moves to just help uplift me in my life, but uplift all of those around me. So my friends, my family, my coworkers, just anything I can do to help uplift them and make them better and help them feel better. Wow. So uplift is my word for this year.
Okay.
What do you guys have?
I know it's not a competition, but Chaps, I still need to think of my word. Do you have a word?
Yeah. Unfortunately, mine is somewhat similar to Liv's, but my word is friend. And what I mean by that is a lot of the time, I don't know, I always think I'm so busy. You know, I'm always, oh, at my other job, or always, oh, here, busy with this job. And then I get texts from, like, you guys. And a lot of the times, I don't ignore, but a lot of the times I just see texts from friends that kind of just go unseen and unresponded to, and that's really crappy. So I want to do my best to be a better friend and just reach out to friends and family more this year.
Oh, I love that.
That's so important. It's all about connection.
This word for me is subject to change, just unless I think of something better. But I think right now, if you had to put me on the spot, my one word mantra for 2020, I think I'd go with kind. Because I know deep down I am a good person, but when you don't treat people good, or you lose your temper, you get angry, or you're just not your best self, that doesn't really matter what your intentions are. Kind of like what you're talking about, Mackenzie, about setting goals and stuff. So my goal is to try to treat people the way that I want to be treated and try to be kind to them. Also kind of falls under like being more understanding and compassionate. But I think just to start out, because there's so many, like I want to lose weight and all these different things in 2020, I'm going to go with kind. You can't go wrong when you're kind to people, right?
That's right. It doesn't cost a thing. It's free.
Okay. Well, hey, if you have a one-word mantra, we'd love for you to tweet it at us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News after Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. So about two songs. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A server at a Michigan restaurant got a $2,020 tip. Pork chop, you ever get a tip that big?
No.
How incredible is that? The bill, by the way, was just $23, but the tip was $2,020. The credit card receipt said, Happy New Year, 2020 Tip Challenge.
That is so cool. What's the biggest tip you've ever gotten, Chops?
I think like $240. $260.
Wow. That's not bad. That's great.
Oh my gosh.
Dang, dude.
So much.
What was the bill on that?
$500.
Okay. That's good. That's awesome.
Kind of makes up for the stories Pork Chop can't share on air from different jobs he's had in the past where sometimes he'll have a big bill but a very small tip.
Yeah.
So it's kind of karma working its way out there. The server named Danielle is a single mom, and she could not believe the number. Her manager said, no, it's real. It actually went through. You're going to get paid. She said she was living in a homeless shelter a year ago.
Mm.
She plans to use the money to reinstate her driver's license and build up her savings. So that is a great story. I like that challenge right there. Okay, I don't know how we think about this, but a new study, this is from Washington State University, says people can reduce their stress at work. Okay, anybody in already?
Our ears perked up.
Okay, here's all you gotta do, Mackenzie. You got to flirt with your coworkers.
Say what?
Yeah. When flirtation is enjoyed, they say, it makes the recipient feel good about themselves. It makes them feel attractive, included, and powerful. These are all psychological resources that lead to the reduction of stress. Now, they say you shouldn't flirt with your boss since that can cause problems. Liv, are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Also, don't start telling offensive or sexually explicit stories at work. And make sure the person you're flirting with is, quote, cool with it. So can you go up to somebody like, hey, excuse me, Bethleen in HR or business management, are you cool if I flirt with you?
See, I'm just super friendly. So I feel like sometimes my being friendly gets mistaken as being flirty, but I'm the same way with like guys and girls or whoever.
I just think maybe my 2020 advice is don't flirt with your coworkers, because I feel like in 2020, that might get you in more harm than more good.
I agree. As a man, I'm afraid to do anything. I'm like, I'm looking at the floor, not looking at you, looking at your feet. Oh, wait, that's awkward for everybody. And finally, totallythebomb.com. Never heard of that, but I guess it's a website. They have instructions now for ordering a Chewbacca.
Yes, I'm into this.
Frappuccino, are you?
I saw this at Starbucks. Yeah, or where is this?
It is at Starbucks.
Okay,
it's the Chewbacca Frappuccino. It's a secret menu, so you got to do it specially. Here's how you do it. It's in honor of Star Wars, their new movie, Rise of Skywalker. First, you order a mocha cookie crumble Frappuccino. Second, you ask for caramel drizzle added to the cup. Third, you got to get whipped cream and cookie crumbles added to the top. They say the result is a Frappuccino that kind of, sort of looks like Chewbacca.
The result could also be diabetes.
Nobody wants that one. So I guess you could check it out. They say it tastes like a mix of coffee, chocolate, caramel, and Oreos. Definitely not good for your weight loss goals of 2020, but it sounds tasty.
But when you go in, so you ask for the chewy frap?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Give it at Chewy Frap.
Yeah, where that Chewy Frap at? Like, excuse me, ma'am. So you might have to. They say it's a secret menu, so you might have to do those instructions, which, by the way, I'll put up online with all the other stuff for Joe's Need to Know News. All you got to do is text the word JAM, J-A-M, to 52140, and you'll get hooked up. Who's ready for the first song of the day of 2020?
Yes! Woo!
All right. I don't think I've won in about a month. Another dry spell I have in my life. Song of the day just happens to be another of them. We'll see who wins next. Song of the day. The first song of the day of 2020. Ooh, the excitement's real. All right, the category today, it's a new year. I know we're a day behind the actual first of the year, but let's get into it. How about today, New Year's resolution songs, which can be widely interpreted. Just pretty much, you know, making resolutions, making change, I assume positive stuff.
And you know the cool thing about this? It's the first song of the day of 2020, and the list is all fresh. So no songs are off because it resets with every year. So no songs are canceled out. You can pick any song you want.
Crap,
nothing's already won.
Wish I would have known that before I picked my song.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I like that rule. I'm going with Eminem Without Me or something. Just because. No, I'm just kidding. All right, well, let's go around the room, see who's got the song. You get to text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and those votes decide who wins. So listen closely. Mackenzie, what's your song to kick off Song of the Day?
Okay, since we're going with New Year's resolution songs, I went with a song because 2019 was a crazy year for me. I learned a lot. It was a roller coaster ride, and now I'm coming back in 2020 physically, mentally, emotionally, all the things stronger. So I went with a little Kanye West.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, because I can't wait much longer.
Also,
I love that song.
A great song to kick off your fitness goals as well, the gym.
Stronger.
Yes.
All right, myself, Joe, I went with a song that I kind of think represents my goal here, and that is not necessarily being in the Hall of Fame, but just changing my course for 2020, and I can pretty much do anything I want. It's the Hall of Fame by The Script featuring will.i.am.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
That sounds kind of selfish right there, kind of looking at myself like all that. But hey, either way, it's a good song. You should still vote for it this morning. Let's go to the next person in line, which would be producer Porkchop.
All right, so my song is really intense, but I think it has a very important message.
Oh.
If you missed it about 20 minutes ago, we were talking about our one-word resolutions for the new year.
Our new mantras.
Yes, and my one word was friend. So what I mean by that is I just want to be a better friend. Sometimes people reach out to me, they text me, and I sometimes just don't respond. It's not because I'm trying to be mean or like, you know, negligent
sometimes
towards them.
I just ghost them.
No, yeah, sometimes.
For weeks on end.
I'm just so busy. Like, I mean, I can't even keep
but
up with
my own
life. But
you know what? Everybody's busy.
Exactly.
Ooh,
so that's
Mackenzie
why
Mackenzie called you on it.
No, so that's why I said this year in 2020, I just want to be a better friend and make a better effort to reach out to those people. Now, someone needs to hear this song, and it's about being a better friend and reaching out to someone that really might need your help. It's from Matt Kennan. It's called The Call.
Had his finger on the trigger, just about to end everything. He was taking one last long breath when he heard his cell phone ring. And his best friend said, man, where you been?
Oh, dude, you're going to get me in my feels this morning.
I know. I cried the first time I heard that song.
Nothing wrong with crying.
Aww.
My goal is not to cry in the mic anymore. I can't afford to break any more equipment. All right, Live the Web Girl, last but not least for Song of the Day, New Year's resolution songs. What do you have?
Okay, so my New Year's resolution is kind of just to uplift my life, uplift others' lives. So I'm saying bye, bye, bye to all of the negativity, and I'm doing that with the help of NSYNC and Bye Bye Bye.
I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye bye bye.
Bye bye. I don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two.
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye bye bye.
Bye.
All right, tough decision here. Hate to put you on the spot. What song do you think is the best one that you want us to play next? All you have to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, 52140, and vote for one of the following options. Mackenzie went with Stronger by
yes!
Kanye West. Myself, Joe, I went with the Hall of Fame by The Script featuring Will.i.am. Producer Porkchop went with The Call by Matt Kennan. And Liv the Web Girl says bye, bye, bye to 2019 with NSYNC, bye, bye, bye. Who are you going to vote for? Well, I can't help you. You just got to, you know, pick the right person to say it might be me. Maybe it's Mackenzie. Maybe it's Liv. Maybe it's Porkchop. Text the word song to 52140. Song of the day, the first one of 2020. It's going on right now. We are Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now, and the category was New Year's resolution songs, kind of maybe your mantra to kick things off for the brand new year. And let's give you a little recap of what songs you could have voted for by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We had Mackenzie, pretty much everything she wants to get stronger with. She went with Kanye West.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger.
Myself, Joe, I went with the Hall of Fame by The Script featuring Will.i.am.
Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, then we had producer Porkchop with a song called The Call by Matt Kennan.
And his best friend said, man, where you been?
And Liv the Web Girl said, you know what? Bye, bye, bye to 2019. Let's start over in 2020. She went with NSYNC's Bye, Bye, Bye.
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye, bye, bye.
Okay, who is going to win the first song of the day of 2020? The votes have now concluded.
So a little behind the scenes information.
Yeah.
First and second place was separated by one vote.
Oh,
no way.
If that person that came in second didn't vote for themselves.
Now, yeah, a little more behind the scenes tidbit. For me to get the actual results, I have to vote. Like, I have to text in to vote. So obviously, I vote for myself. Okay. So since I vote for myself, I tell everyone, Liv, Joe, Mackenzie, vote for yourself. Looks like this time, that one vote mattered. So hopefully you all voted for yourself. Coming in last place, dead last place with 15% of the vote. Joe Pesci.
Wow! I can't believe like that like well-known song lost to like a song I've never heard before, but okay.
And it's funny because intern Chloe picked that song like a couple weeks ago and she almost won.
Interesting.
Chloe Money.
Well, we came out fighting in 2020 with these song choices.
And if you're wondering where Chloe Money went, she is hired on, so she's part of the family now, but just not in the mornings. So.
All right, then who's in third?
Coming in third place with 20% of the vote, producer Porkchop.
Ooh, the ladies on top. Woo!
Now remember, this was
the year
separated.
For the ladies,
yes,
clearly.
Honey.
All right, calm down.
By one vote. And I will say, I did pick Bye 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 a couple weeks ago, so. And it did not win.
It's very interesting how this works out, isn't it?
Love chops.
With 31% of the vote, coming in second place, Mackenzie.
Aww.
Liv is the big winner, 32% to start off 2020.
All right. All saying bye, bye, bye to that negativity, honeys.
Yes.
Pork
2020
chop.
Full of positivity and full of NSYNC.
Let's go out in the corner and just be a little negative about our losing situation, okay?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations, Liv the Web Girl, your big winner today. It's the song of the day. We're Joe Mackenzie. Hey.
Let's do the dance.
Bye, bye, bye.
Live the Web Girl, the big winner this morning, song of the day.
I still know the dance. I love it.
Yeah, I know only like two moves where it's like boom, 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 boom. You kind of got the part down like where it's a chicken dance, right? You do your hand thing. Head, shoulder.
That's right. Knee, congratulations.
Was Santa good to you? Well, you should let us know.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
It could be something very superficial, like a video game system, or maybe some food, or it could mean the world to you. We want to know, what was the best Christmas gift that you got, whether it's from Santa or a friend or a family member? 833-563-2539. We'll go around the room and share ours, but we really want to hear from you. Porkchop, would you mind kicking things off?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually got a couple good Christmas gifts. It's hard to pick the best.
Okay.
My boyfriend got me a Jets jacket. It's really nice. Yes, it's so good. And then he also got me Call of Duty, so now I can play with Joe and Chad. That's when I get internet. But I am going to get internet very soon, I promise. And then our friend Chad yesterday, he got me a disc golf set. Because remember, my disc golf got stolen.
That's so thoughtful.
Yeah, so those are my Christmas gifts.
Dude, those are all awesome gifts, and Chad is the man. All right, Mackenzie, what about you? Out of all the gifts, what was, I guess, your favorite or a couple of favorites that you really liked?
Is this really bad to say it was a gift kind of from me to me?
No.
My new car!
Oh, shoot. Oprah up in here.
Locally, so in Indianapolis, I'm a spokesperson for Andy Moore Automotive, and of course, I went there to Volkswagen, and I got a brand new Atlas SE R line. I love cars. It's a white exterior with a tuxedo black stitch interior. It is amazing. My other car is basically broke. So it just wasn't safe on the road, and I have a little girl, so I'm so thrilled, and it just has a new car smell. It is awesome. It has all-wheel drive. Shout out to David Kicks. He's British, and he was like, oh, smashing, darling. Like, he had it in the back for me. I mean, aww. I got this baby at 5 miles on it. It's just, it's like,
dang.
You know what? It's 2019, out with the old, in with the new. 2020, new vibes. I named her Showtime, so I am ready to roll, baby. So I gotta say, that's my favorite gift, just because it's a new, it's like all new energy, and I'm just so excited about it.
Okay, 833-563-2539. What is the Christmas present that you received that you just absolutely love? Liv the Web Girl, what did you get?
Okay, this is very hard because I received a lot of presents this year just from like my family, my boyfriend's family, my boyfriend. But my favorite present, which I'm so excited about, especially for playoffs coming up, my boyfriend got me a Lamar Jackson Ravens jersey.
Dang.
I know. Shoot. I like screamed when I opened it up. That is like, I've been dropping hints left and right. And he was like, I basically had to get this for you. I didn't have a choice because of how much you've been talking about it. But it's my favorite gift.
That is awesome.
So yeah.
Yeah, he knows you well. You love your sports, and that's really cool. All right. Well, for me, I didn't even realize it, and you're going to laugh when I say it at first, unless you know the backstory. The greatest Christmas present I received was a coffee mug.
Oh. I got you a coffee mug last year, and it wasn't the greatest.
Well,
I still
use it, even though I don't know what happened while I was gone, but it was in a weird, awkward location with dust piled up in it, so I don't know what somebody's doing with it. I had to wash it out. But no, you know what? Hey, last year, that was a great gift. But it wasn't my favorite gift last year. This is my favorite gift this year. My wife, Lindsay, went online and found an old coffee mug. My grandfather worked in radio in Ohio, and he worked there for like 50 years on the small little station. And they partnered up, I guess, back in the day with McDonald's. So they made these Charlie Kilkenny in the Morning custom mugs. And they were so cool, like back in the 70s or 80s, something like that.
Yeah.
And she searched online, found it, and she's like, oh, well, she found it like just before Christmas. Oh. Ends up, the lady selling it lived in that town where we were at. So she actually went to the lady's business where she resales stuff and picked it up, and I opened it up in the hotel room. Like we did one little gift exchange before I went and visited my mom and grandma in town. And I was like, holy crap, it's the coolest thing. You can check it out. It's on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio, but I'll also share it on our Joe and McKenzie story so you can see that.
Yeah.
But it was the coolest freaking gift. And then I was like, you know what? You don't get anything unless you ask, and you never know. The radio station where my grandpa worked was about a quarter of a mile away from the hotel we stayed at.
Uh-huh.
Called him up. The day before Christmas Eve, I'm like, hey, I'm Joe. My grandpa Charlie used to do mornings. They're like, oh, yeah, Charlie Kilkenny. They gave me a tour of the building, the manager there.
The guy was incredible.
And I got to sit where my grandpa sat, and there was still some stuff that was in place. They obviously have like new equipment, unlike us. And they had everything there.
So
and that
cute.
Was the best Christmas present I've ever received.
Did you cry?
So that is like literally one of the most thoughtful presents I've ever
heard
of.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so awesome.
I got her a cookbook, if you're wondering when I got her. I'm sure she loved that.
That is so sweet.
It was just absolutely incredible.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, McKenzie, The tea will be coming up shortly.
Ooh, and it is hot. Spotted Kendall Jenner spending New Year's Eve with an ex, but which one? Plus, Gabrielle Union's Uber driver did something surprising.
All right, it's coming up in two songs. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is Tea Time 2020 edition. We're kicking things off with Nick Gordon. Now, he is the ex-boyfriend of Bobby Christina Brown, the late and great Whitney Houston's daughter with Bobby Brown. Now, Nick Gordon was the boyfriend everybody was questioning. He has passed away at the age of 30. He was found unresponsive. He died from a drug overdose. And there was just such a sad situation. Of course, we lost Bobby. Christina Brown was found. She was found dead as well, and here she is.
From the moment I saw you, I went out of my mind. I never believed in a love at first sight. But you got that magic, boy, that is making me fly.
Now, his death comes 3 years after Bobby Christina's wrongful death case, and he was found liable in her death. So it was just a bad string of events, and he was an addict, allegedly, and he was found dead at the age of 30.
It's yeah, this sad news surrounding all of those people struggling with substance abuse and just kind of all passing away one after another after another.
Rest in peace. Well, moving on to a much brighter note, Kendall Jenner spent New Year's Eve with an ex, even though she shied and like to talk about it.
Oh my God. Stop. Stop.
Okay, so she and Ben Simmons celebrated the ball drop together in Philadelphia. Okay, so he's like her on-again, off-again boyfriend. They were spotted in Philly at a rooftop bash. This is the way to do it. They strolled in at 11:30 p.m. and then were seen making out during the magical moment that 2020 came in. I think that's the way. Just go in late, there for the ball drop, and then you exit. They've been together for like a year. They were spotted at a 76ers game. She knows his family, so apparently they are back on.
Okay.
Lady Gaga also sharing a steamy kiss on New Year's Eve, this time with a mystery man. We're not sure who he is, but the two were spotted hand in hand, holding hands and making out in Las Vegas after her show. Then they got into her ride. They were seen making out in the ride, just all over the place. She last dated Dan Horton. He was an engineer back in October, a few months ago. But apparently, she's moved on.
Apparently, like everybody, this is makeout season, which, might I remind you, it is also cold and flu season. Make sure you know who you're making out with.
Very responsible. And make sure you know who your Uber driver is. Gabrielle Union. She was trying to be responsible and use an Uber, but something pretty icky happened.
I think nowadays there is this celebration of, as kids say, the ratchet. You know, yeah, the ratchetness.
Okay, so she got an Uber driver, and then the dude, I guess, asked to use her bathroom, and he was in there for like 20 minutes, and she said he dropped the kids off at the pool, if you know what I mean. And she tweeted about it, and she just thought it was surprising and shocking. And he's like, oh, you need to use your bathroom, like showed up her house, and then was gone in there for like 20 minutes and left a surprise. So.
I like to trust people, and I like to be kind, but I'm sorry, man or woman, big or small, I'm not letting you drop the kids off at the pool.
Right?
Not letting you do that. Isn't that like just awkward?
I mean, when you gotta go, you gotta go. I don't know. I don't like when my Uber, sometimes my Ubers will veer off and like get gas or do something weird. I don't like that.
No.
I get freaked out. Like take me to a dark alley.
Get me to my destination.
Exactly. So that was a surprise. Now, speaking of surprises, Joe, we have a group therapy coming up, and this is a big surprise. Tracy wrote into us, and she's gonna come on the show. She ran into her man's mistress, who he swore he wasn't seeing anymore, and the mistress was heading up to his place as she was exiting because they were doing an exchange of their dog. Face to face.
This is going to be awkward, but hey, it's not me, so I like it. Group therapy. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Going to try to help Tracy out this morning. If you want to be like her and join us on the show, get some advice from us and everybody calling in, all you got to do is send us a DM. Probably the easiest way we like to do it now is Joe and McKenzie on Instagram. So let's say good morning. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
So why are we talking to you today for group therapy?
Good morning.
Oh my gosh. I'm at a loss for words, which is sad because I called you, but So basically, in a nutshell, I filed for divorce from my husband of several years. His name's Hank, and I honestly don't even care if you know his name. Basically, he cheated on me not once, but twice. And the latest is like with this fitness woman named Janice who rolls around in Corolla, and she's like, and I'm like the cute blonde type, and she's got long black, like black hair, and I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's like weird, you know, like the whole thing's super weird. He swore it was like a one-time deal, but I don't know. I mean, I had suspicions that he's been doing it for a while. I mean, this guy is like a total narcissist.
Okay.
You know?
So he's been stepping out. So Janice, you describe her, she's fitness person. She rolls around in Corolla. She's long black whack hair.
Yeah. Okay. And then, I mean, like her hair is like this. I mean, it's like crazy. I mean, it's like she must flat iron it every single day. It's like so freaking straight and long, like long all the way down to like the bottom of her back. That kind of, like Cher long.
Okay. So he's a narcissist and you're leaving him.
Well, yeah. And I mean, basically I'm finding like, here's what happened. Okay. So I kept finding these long black hairs in our home, like on the couch and the vacuum. And he like kept continuously saying like, you're crazy, you know, like you're being paranoid. And so now that he knows that divorce is like going to cost him big, he's basically begging me to dismiss the divorce and like stay with him.
Wait, well, like, I don't know. Do you have a daughter that has like black hair, or do you have like,
no.
you never have anybody over before we get into this that might have like long black hair? What about a dog? You got a dog that sheds?
Not like 15-inch long hair or whatever. No.
And you're blonde.
So, yes, and I'm blonde. Mm. So like there's just no way that I'm consistently finding this long, straight black hair.
Okay.
And, you know, and I mean, it's like he basically, and I mean, and beyond that, I mean, he's saying things like, let's just start a new life together. You know, she doesn't mean anything to me. I love you. And, you know, and like, but here's the deal. Okay. So last night I went over to his apartment, you know, to get the dog without the, you know, long hair. It's the regular short haired dog. And I walked out the door and guess who I came face to face with?
I don't know.
Right. Janice. Right? Yeah.
No.
I mean, like, it's such BS. Like, he is, like, basically doing this, I'm thinking, to save money or something. Like, oh, I can't get a divorce. I'll just keep both of them somehow. And, you know, mind you, she's got, like, five kids. And she's, like, you know, she basically had a husband of her own that she left. So it's not like this is like some simple thing. This is complicated. And I tried to be civil with his mistress and, you know, it was like, you know, when I saw her and I was like, okay, deep breath. Okay. And I basically just said, you know what? He's using you and he's going to get bored. And that's basically all I said, which was, you know, I thought pretty big of me considering.
That is very big of you, not just to
right.
go off.
But she basically screwed my husband.
But and figuratively, yeah. But she really likes the guy. But I mean, like, do you think that's almost a challenge to another woman if she's like, oh, well, he's gonna get tired of you? Maybe you really were trying to give him some advice, but it might have been like, oh, he won't get tired of this.
Well, she was pretty smug, but you know, she like basically ran away from me. So I don't know what she's thinking now. But when I went and confronted him about it. And told him that I saw her when she was on her way up, you know, to his apartment. All he said was, oh, sorry that you ran into your arch nemesis.
So had he told you that he was, like, done, like, this was over? So he admitted
no,
the affair?
That's the thing. He's okay. Like, no, he's saying, like, let's start a new life together. You know, like, I love you. She means nothing.
And then here she is going up
to
his place.
Stop the divorce, yeah.
Mm. Well, I will say divorce is very expensive. So I'm sure he is panicking. I know from experience. Okay. Interesting. So what do you want our help with?
Well, I mean, like, the narcissism is like it's tough. You know, like, how do you beat a narcissist at his own game? Mm. You know, he's only asking me to divorce or to dismiss this divorce to save money, you know, right? He's, like, pretending to still love me. This guy's such a mangina. I can't even deal.
He's a what?
I mean, I don't even know what to do, like, at this point. Like, I just want to...
Hold on. Sorry. How are we not... He's a what?
Mangina. You never heard that?
That's the word
I cannot
of 2020.
Be the first person who's saying mangina.
All right. Hashtag mangina. Okay.
I'm glad that I taught you something new today.
This is interesting. I wonder how many people have actually come face to face with their significant other's mistress, too, if that has happened.
No, and then have him still say, but she means nothing. Well, then why is he going over to your apartment?
Interesting.
And I just, he's really manipulative, to be honest. He's really good at manipulating. So, I mean, if it was easy, I wouldn't be calling you.
We'll get you some help here.
Yeah, 833-563-2539. Tracy, we're going to try to figure out, as you asked, how do you beat a narcissist? Arsonist. Well, I guess you put water on it. A narcissist!
Yeah, if you've dealt with a narcissist, how do you beat them at their own game? Can you? 833-563-2539. Right. Also, has anyone come face-to-face with their significant other's, you know, mistress or whoever they're cheating on? And how did that go down? That's so
interesting. The confrontation, the juiciness. We want it all. We'll talk to you next. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Group therapy, it's going on right now. We are Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, we just got a DM into @JoeAndMcKenzie that says, sounds like he is totally gaslighting you. And by gaslighting, that means to manipulate someone by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. And that is a tactic of narcissists, gaslight.
Tracy, do you think you're getting gaslit here or whatever, gaslighted?
Oh my gosh, yes, definitely.
Okay, well, hey,
that's what I'm talking about, but how do I get around it? I mean, I'm a smart person, but it's just, it's hard to explain unless you're in there. It's like, I can see these things, and then he turns around and says that, I don't know, I know I sound really lame, but it's really tough.
No, I get it. Yeah, he's making you sound like you're crazy, but you're not.
Tracy, we got some people on the phone for you to talk to. We'll go to Anonymous first. Hey, Anonymous, you're on with Joe McKenzie and with Tracy. What do you want to say?
I just want to say, with narcissists, you can't beat them, because they're always the victim. So it's always your fault, whatever it is. They're the victim, and they play with your mind. So the only thing is to just back out as easily as possible, because you'll never win trying to beat them at their game.
Are you speaking,
their game is twisted.
Are you speaking from experience, Anonymous? Like, did you kind of date somebody that was like narcissistic or kind of like Tracy's husband?
I wasn't the one involved, but it was someone in the family. Mm-hmm. We all could see it, but reading articles about narcissists, you'll see everything that he did was mind play.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the victim, and she was always at fault.
And if you've dealt with a narcissist, I follow this awesome account on Instagram, Narcissist Survivor.
That's random.
I just throw that out there.
All right. Hey, Tracy, we got some more people for you. Sandy this morning, what did you want to say to Tracy?
I absolutely agree with Anonymous, and I just wanted to say that sometimes to win the fight, you just have to walk away. It's not even worth it.
So walk away. That's the advice you're getting, Trace.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm kind of consistently seeing. Maybe that's the best way to battle it, is just by, like, taking care of myself and standing up for myself by walking away.
Sandy, can you actually, like, any real-life practical help? Like, did you go through this? Maybe something Tracy can try?
Oh, my goodness. I went through this for years with my ex-husband, the back and forth. Just eventually I was like, you know what? I deserve better than this.
You absolutely do, and you know that you do. I think that's the hardest thing, is just to walk away. See, narcissists love attention, so when you withdraw, I mean, that's why they try to seek it in other, you know, potential people, because they need that attention. They thrive on that.
All right, well, Tracy, I hope this helped you a little bit. Try to give you some advice here for group therapy. Any idea what you're going to be doing, or what's your plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably should stay away from him and, you know, finish filing for divorce, making that happen. And just basically be really, really careful next time that I don't do the same trap. I mean, like, that's my big fear too, is that I'm attracted to charming narcissists, you know? So I just have to maybe do a little work on myself so that I can avoid this.
That's true. Make 2020 all about you, like that self-love. And then once you heal what you have going on, you'll attract someone so much better.
Did your husband spend Christmas with Janice?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Like, I mean, he says no, but I didn't do a check, so
awkward.
He's probably lying.
Leave him.
Yeah, could you see those two rolling around town in her Corolla? How dare they? Shame on them.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's that slow part of the year. I mean, it's a new part of 2020, but it's still kind of, some people are on vacation. Us, it's our first day back. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Thank you so much. Wherever you're at in your life, doing your thing, whether this is live or on a podcast, thanks for checking us out and making us a part of your day. So, I hear Mackenzie, from what I've heard.
I'm like over here giggling.
Did something awkward slash cringeworthy slash, what did you do?
Well, I don't think it's I think I saved face well, although producer Porkchop, I called him instantly and was like, OMG, this just happened. And he was like, oh my gosh. So he made it sound like it was the worst thing I could have ever done. So in a nutshell, over this holiday season, I started talking to a very, really, very cute NFL player. So I don't know him. He reached out to me. He was like, you know, whatever. So we just been talking. So we are DMing. And to make a long story short, he's on his way to the game, a game on Sunday. And so I was like, have an amazing game. Call me later. So he sent me a photo, a cute screenshot. So our cute photo. So I snapped the screenshot because I wanted to show my girls and my sister like how, like who he was, what's going on. Then I had no, like I knew on Snapchat that they can see if you screenshot.
Right.
I did not know on Instagram you also can see if someone screenshots.
I think you only can for pictures.
Yes,
it is a picture. But not conversation. So I think you can screenshot the conversation and they don't know, but a picture, they get a message.
I found out the hard way. So I screenshot the cute pic that he sends me. Uh-huh. And it was just like it wasn't anything crazy. It was just like a cute, like he looked cute that day.
A selfie.
And then he goes, whoa, easy on the screenshot.
Oh no.
I was
busted.
So I was like, hyperventilating because I didn't think they could see when you screenshot stuff.
Right.
And so I like follow up real quick, like, ha, like, oh, I love your suit. I was like, hey, you just look so cute. I have no pics of you, which I don't. And then he like was flirty back. So it was fine. Everything is fine. But that moment, I wanted to warn everyone that they can see if you screenshot. And so Pretty Support Shop was freaking out.
Oh, I would have been mortified if this happened to me. Now, Liv's the web girl. Mm-hmm. Is this like something new? Like,
so with Instagram, it's like you can screenshot their Instagram story and they don't know.
Okay.
You can also screenshot your DMs and they don't know. But a picture that they send to just you, so you have to press it in your conversation, like click to play. That, when you screenshot, they get notified about.
Yeah, I know.
833-563-2539. Has anybody else had this awkwardness happen to them? Or maybe you know some other secrets or workarounds here. I want to hear those stories. 833-563-2539.
Now, keep in mind, I'm not dating this person. I'm not in a relationship with him. Like, this is totally brand new. It's just like, oh, he's cute. And we were just talking. That makes it even more awkward.
Yeah, I definitely think that makes it more awkward. But also, too, like, people have to be literal idiots if they don't think that girls are screenshotting these conversations and sending them to their girlfriends.
And like, I want to tell girls that are sending like naughty pictures, if you don't think guys are screenshotting what you send as well and showing all their friends, you're delusional. So just be aware.
Question here. Is it possible to, at least I know on iPhone, you can do the screen record. Can you screen record, like get it rolling, open up your Instagram DM and click on it? Will it show that you're recording video that way? Because then you could then take the video and then do a screenshot of that video so you would have a still image.
Yes, I get what you're saying. It does for Snapchat. If you screen record on Snapchat, it tells
screen
you.
Recorded. That's just life foreign to me. I've never done that.
I'll show you. It's just you swipe up and you can record like your screen.
It's excellent. So it does tell you on Snapchat, don't even attempt this.
Warning!
At home
warning!
For Instagram.
Warning.
I don't know if it does it or not, but it's not worth it.
I am traumatized. I am never doing anything again.
Meanwhile, Mackenzie. Oh, I love it. Yes. All right. If you have an experience like that, please share. You could be anonymous if need be. 833-563-2539. Happy New Year. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. We'll be right back. on Radio Now, and producer Porkchop has a little, I guess, disagreement with his boyfriend. Have we given him a new name for 2020? We call him Hostage Boy, but have we got a new name yet?
I like Hostage Boy.
I don't think we have a new name for him yet.
All right,
I think Hostage Boy sticks.
Well, what if he's okay? I guess maybe a resolution to give him a new name, but
when you're engaged, we get to call him something else, like his name. How about?
Okay.
You think?
Yeah.
We don't know if they get engaged, if it's still, he could still be holding him hostage.
So what is the problem now with you two?
All right. So as you may have heard, about a month ago, one of our listeners gave me a Christmas tree.
Oh, that was so sweet. Not only that, ornaments and what else?
Yeah, a couple of ornaments and that was it.
Okay, just a few though, yeah.
Did you ever get the tree up? Because you called me FaceTime like, hey, this tree won't stand.
We got it up 3 days before Christmas.
Okay.
Aww.
So now, but here's the issue. So, yeah, we had a couple of ornaments, but, you know, being like a token gay guy, you've got to, your Christmas tree has to be extravagant.
Yes.
It's got to be fabulous.
Huge and spectacular with all the ornaments and all the lights. And at this time, I was like, you know, trying to save money. And I was like, can't we just, you know, the ornaments we have are nice. He's like, but babe, for the Instagram, we have to take a nice picture for the gram. And so he came up with the idea of going to the store, buying the fanciest ornaments, putting them on the tree, taking the Instagram picture, and then returning the ornaments.
Wow, that is a lot of work. I've heard of people buying things before, like to go wear them for a fancy event or maybe a wedding, and then returning them after they're done and keeping the tag or receipt on it. But I've never heard of anybody doing that with a bunch of ornaments.
I feel like it would have been easier to go to like a fancy smancy hotel and pose by a huge, ginormous Christmas tree.
Yeah, I think people would know that it wasn't
just
ours.
Bring your pets with you. That way we know you're at home.
You could have come to my mom Kiki's because she has like the creme de la... She's like 8 Christmas trees.
No, so I told him, I was like, we are definitely not doing that. I was like, let's just go out and buy some nice ornaments. And we did that and we got a nice Christmas tree. But I can't believe he wanted to do that. Like, so cringeworthy. Like, just buy the ornaments and then return them for the gram picture.
I bet you two things. I bet you people have done a lot of things for the gram, like just to look good. We hear stories all the time about how people are like pretending or they're renting airplanes, act like they actually fly private.
Who was
just to get a picture.
Bow Wow was
Little Bow Wow.
You remember Little Bow Wow? He was actually flying commercial and he posed on a jet, but it was like a stock.
That is so embarrassing.
Did you guys work through it? I mean, I kind of feel like you should have done it because it would have been a lot of work, but it would have looked cool.
No, I mean, I said we just bought ornaments and lights anyway.
It looks nice to see.
Yeah, none of you liked it, so.
Oh, and we didn't?
No, and I posted that like weeks
ago. Wait, let me see. Nobody liked it? I don't think I saw it. Let me see it, Chops.
I think you're messed up on my algorithm. You're like really low on my algorithm.
You know, same here, though. You're low on my algorithm.
Chops,
that's a good excuse for I don't want to like anything you post.
I never see your stuff. It's weird. We'll describe the ornaments.
Oh, they're blue and black.
See, they're circular.
Shiny.
They're all different.
They're
shiny. I'm telling you.
Shiny snowflakes, shiny pine cones. Just go look at my Instagram at producer Porkchop.
All right, two questions. First of all, should Porkchop went along with his boyfriend Hostage Boy's request and actually went out, bought all these fancy things for the gram, all these really expensive ornaments, and then returned them, which I don't even know if it's legally allowed if the stores would do that. And then the second question is, because we know this happens, what did you buy? You used it, and then you returned it.
Oh, that's like, why I don't, the underwear thing, oof.
What?
Like, what?
Don't people like buy like underwear and then return it?
No.
Oh, I hope
I feel like that's an item that you don't take underwear back.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Like how hard? I also feel like earrings. That's like another thing. Like, do not return earrings after you've worn them.
I think they're like higher end items, like maybe a fancy shirt. But nobody's like, oh man, I hope I get these $10 boxers. Like, no, you're not going
to
do that.
It can't be worn, especially like ladies. If you're trying to pull that with like dresses or for like more in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, they're not going to let you return it because they're specific. They'll know. Like if it smells like perfume, if at the end has a little dirt on it from like if you've worn it, and even sometimes when you try things on, if you have like a spray tan and you get the spray tan on it, they'll try to charge you.
Well, I am kind of dealing through this right now because I really need to penny pinch. I'm really broke right now. And I bought two outfits for this wedding I had on New Year's Eve. And I wore the jumpsuit, but I accidentally left the tag on all night long. And I had no idea. So the tag is still on the jumpsuit that I actually wore. But then I bought a
Return
second
it.
Dress. And I ripped the tag off the dress, but I ended up not wearing it. I just tried it on. And then my boyfriend was like, yeah, no, don't love that. So I was like, okay, then I won't wear this one. But now I'm like, shoot, can I still return it?
If you can find a way to get the tag back on, there's machines. I know people that put them back on. There's like a tag thing, like they have the store. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop Man, did you open up something here? What did you buy? You used it, and then you returned it. We'll talk to you next. We're Joe McKenzie. I told producer Porkchop when he shared this story, his boyfriend's not alone. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Porkchop's boyfriend over the holiday vacation we had, kind of last minute, they set up a tree and he's like, babe, we got to get fancy Christmas ornaments. So let's just buy a bunch of them. We'll get a great photo for Instagram and then we can just return them because we need the money. Well, they didn't do that, but McKenzie, people buy stuff, use it, and return it all the time.
They do. That just seems like a lot of work to me. Like, you guys bought the stuff, set up this gorgeous tree, and then you had to wrap everything back and put it back.
I'm not doing that. Just keep them.
Did they take them back?
We kept them. We still have them. We're not returning the ornaments.
Oh, you didn't even attempt.
Right.
Okay.
No, so he asked to do this, and I was like, we're not doing that.
He thought it was, like, way too cringeworthy to even attempt it, which I will say, Porkchop thinks everything is super cringeworthy.
Well, I mean, but what was your plan? And what was Hostage Boys going to say? Because ornaments is not like...
They didn't look good on our tree.
These didn't fit.
The cats wanted to eat them. No, oh, I don't know.
That's a good point. Like, how do you return a Christmas ornament?
I would just say my boyfriend already bought some. I didn't know.
So
we both bought them.
There you go.
You guys got to be able to lie on your feet. I mean, come on.
No, which now we know Liv is really good at. Let's go to Regina this morning. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Did you buy something, use it, and return it?
That's Reagan.
Oh, sorry. Reagan, you know what? I'm going to learn how to read in 2020. That's my goal. What's your story?
I've done it multiple times with outfits. I know that's probably cringy. I know my husband and I have, like, disagreed on it. But especially, there was one time for, like, a wedding. I was pregnant. And it's like, I was going to wear this nice fancy dress one time and then never wear it again. And I'm cheap, so I kept.
Do you feel like social media ruins that, though, a lot of times? Because I feel like, not like the store is going to be looking at your page, but like if you do post things, it is going to make it harder, I feel like, sometimes to take things back.
I mean, I don't think so.
It depends where you're shopping.
Every wedding, you're in the same outfit. It's like, dang, girl.
See, like, my friends own boutiques.
I didn't go to that many weddings pregnant, I guess. Like, I guess that pregnant. I was like 8 months.
Yeah, you're not. You're not keeping that. My friends that own boutiques have pictures of like people that continuously return things because they know that they wear them and bring them back.
Gosh.
So your picture is on. That just depends. But if you're going to like a chain store, it's going to be a different case.
Yeah, boutiques are different.
But if you're going to a nice boutique, like they're like, forget it. They have like an X. They have her picture. They're like,
do they have
do
it
not,
up on a wall of
she's
shame.
She's going to try to return. Yeah, it's like a wall of shame. Like, dude, she's not. Do not let her return the stuff because she takes it. She wears stuff and she returns it. They're
That's
on to you.
Crazy.
But they know. I mean, if you're gonna do this, I would recommend going to like a bigger store chain.
Go to like a Nordstrom
or Walmart.
Yeah,
let's go to Felicia this morning. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Do you buy something then you return it?
No, actually, I used to work at like an underwear store, and people come in all the time and they're like, well, this didn't fit, and just like, you used it and we had to take it back.
Wait, could you tell they used it, or you just assumed they used it? How'd you
so
know?
You could tell.
So you just so have to like
disgusting.
Damage it out and burn it?
Pretty much, yeah. You just have to damage it out and burn it.
So
like,
gross.
So they don't put it back out on the shelves to resell,
no.
Right? Yeah, okay. We don't put it back on the shelf now.
Well, I wonder what they probably use it for, like a photo shoot or something.
I get lingerie. If you buy something really fancy and you, just for something, and then you return it. I mean, still, you shouldn't. That's gross, but.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a customer like that more than like two or three times? You're just like, oh, Joe's back again.
There's one customer that I had. I was just like, yeah, they're gonna have to return. I'm gonna have to damage them. Mm-hmm. This is gross.
Ugh. All right. Hey, Felicia, thank you so much for calling into Joe McKenzie.
One time I bought a toothbrush and returned it.
Did you use it?
So gross.
Yeah.
Like, why? To get your $2.50 back? Like, toothbrushes are not even expensive.
I just get excitement out of knowing someone else used my used toothbrush.
You are so weird.
You have issues that we don't have enough time to address right now.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
think I've sucked too much in our first show back of 2020. I mean, a little bit of suckiness, but overall, I'd give it like a C+.
I mean, the show's not over, so I would...
True. True. Hey, we are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-563-2539. My sister-in-law, Ashley, had something really amazing happen to her on Christmas morning. She was proposed to...
I saw so many proposals on Insta and then actually people that I do know in real life over the holidays. It makes me so excited. I love love. You guys know I'm such a romantic, so it makes me happy.
I think there's probably about 30 people I know that got engaged over the whole holiday season.
Oh,
so
my
I'm
gosh.
Probably within like a 2 to 3 week span of what you consider the holidays.
Tis the season.
30 couples. I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable.
There's no way you're going to be able to go to all those weddings.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if I'll get invited to all of them. They're just like people that like I went to college with, I went to high school with, blah, 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 blah.
Now, I want to know, though, how does everybody feel? Because I always thought like it was a big no-no for women for a holiday proposal for somebody to drop down to their knee around the holiday, like Christmas or New Year's time of year. Is that a great thing? Like you'd love that? Or would you kind of be turned off by that? 833-563-2539. And if you have a story too, we'd love for you to share it with us.
Well, my ex proposed on Christmas morning, but I thought it was lovely. It was sweet. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. Whatever's like special to you.
There are a lot of people that deem holiday engagements tacky. Like some people think they're really, really tacky and some people have really strong opinions about it. I think that if someone's gonna get down on their knee and ask another person to marry them, that is a super intense moment. So like whatever's gonna make it comfortable for the couple. So like I'm not gonna like cast judgment on it, but like there are a lot of people out there who think it's super tacky.
Well, I got married on Valentine's Day then, so
you kept it all going.
Didn't quite work out, so I'm going non-holiday next.
Non-holiday.
But you know, I guess the Christmas proposal though is very sweet, and I like that because it's all about family. And if you're really family oriented, like you're surrounded by your loved ones and family, so I get that. I think that's cool.
All right, 833-563-2539. How are we feeling about these holiday proposals? And also, if you did have one happen to you, I want to know how it went. Let's go to Brianna this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. You had a holiday proposal?
No, I did not.
Oh, then what do you want to say?
I just wanted to give my opinion about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I saw about 5 proposals on Facebook, Instagram, and all of that. And I think it's tacky if you get proposed on the holiday. Because most women, they expect that, oh, it's Valentine's Day. I want my significant other to propose to me. It's New Year's. Let's start it off right. I just find it tacky. It should be any random day of the year.
But why do you find it tacky? Like, what's your reasoning?
I mean, everyone does it. I saw so many just kept going on Facebook, and I kind of just laughed through them. Like, my boyfriend's family, there's about 3 of them now that did it on Thanksgiving and then Christmas, and I just laughed at it. And one of them has only been together for 3 months.
You know what I think's way more tacky than holiday is when people, I went to a wedding, and at the reception, the best man proposed at his friend's wedding reception.
Yeah,
talk about
crazy.
Stealing thunder. Now, I wouldn't say holidays are tacky. I think it's kind of maybe basic and expected. I feel like tacky would be like at someone else's wedding that they have paid for, making that all about your moment and proposing to someone else. I think that is very tacky.
Both very interesting, but I agree. The one at the wedding, definitely tacky. Brianna, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and McKenzie. Let's go to Carla this morning. She's listening in Houston at 92.1 Radio Now. Hey, thanks for calling in. What did you have happen?
Hi. So a year ago, I did get proposed on Christmas Eve in Paris. So it's really not, I mean, although my grandparents did pass away Christmas Eve as well, and they were buried on Christmas Day.
Oh, so see, that's it's beautiful. Kind of you guys, Liv, do you want to take back your tacky comment?
I never said it was tacky. Hey, I just said there are people out there that believe it's tacky. I don't care about that kind of stuff. I could get proposed to on whatever day with like a string, and I would
like,
be happy.
How cool if someone proposed on New Year's Eve into 2020 at midnight? Like, that is amazing. That's better than old like Joe Schmo March 12th or something.
My my sister, her brother-in-law actually proposed to his girlfriend on New Year's Eve.
See, that's what, too. Yeah. Exactly. So, that's so cool.
It's done.
All right. I think the day, like if there's one day of the year, I kind of agree, Mackenzie and everybody else with these holidays, I'd say you do it on April 1st.
Oh, no.
That's some,
see,
that's
some is tacky.
No, that's
wait. How that is tacky. That tacky?
Because I could see you doing it with, like, I don't know.
My next wife?
Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
I did not say that.
You mouth. You're like,
no,
your
I did
next,
not.
Your next wife.
I did not say that, Lindsay. I did not say that.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Oh, you know people are doing dumb stuff, and we got to talk about it here on Joe and Mackenzie. How would you feel if your significant other got a new job and they were really excited? Wouldn't you be the same?
Yes, of course. Be supportive, right?
Okay, yeah, that would make sense. Well, this one guy was not very supportive, not that excited, and he almost got lit on fire for it. Let me explain.
Jason Davis lives in a quiet Avondale mobile home, but dealt with a situation he never saw coming last Wednesday night after his girlfriend got a new job at Subway. And he says it all started with a few drinks.
She just got kind of drunk or whatever, and then we had an argument, and she tried to, you know, threw some stuff on me, and then, you know, stuff happened.
According to court documents, Kathy Jones tried to light him on fire, dousing him in lighter fluid and using matches, telling police she was upset because he wouldn't celebrate her being hired at the sandwich shop.
Okay, hold on. Who would not be excited if their significant other got a job at Subway?
Hello, free footlongs for life.
Oh my gosh, what would you get? I'd get me the meatball marinara. I'd get the chicken breast sub. What else? Oh my God, they got so many good things. Oh, how is this guy not excited? There's more.
She was mad you didn't celebrate it?
Yeah, she was kind of mad about that.
Jones admitted to police she had drank two Smirnoff iced drinks and two strong mixed drinks.
That's the funniest part.
It sounds like Mackenzie getting wild. Girl, two Smirnoffs.
You've been iced. Woo!
And while Jason says the situation was scary for him, he isn't giving up on his girlfriend of nearly 6 years.
Will you stick by her side?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Wait, she tried to light you on fire and you're staying with her.
He likes it.
Well, I mean, she got that job at Subway. I mean, it's kind of worth sticking around. That's your dummy of the day. You can check it out. All you got to do is text the word JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. It is Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Figured, you know what? Why don't we get a jump on 2020? We'll be the first station in the country to play Christmas music.
I know a lot of people are like, no, I'm so sick of this. We're on to the new year. But here's the thing. We didn't do our gift exchange here at the show because Joseph had like a month off and we were all in and out on different days. So today we get to do our holiday exchange.
Okay. Well, I think I have the right person. I know that... I drew a name, but I don't remember. It was months ago.
This happened to my family one. Nobody could remember. Like, who they drew.
What? Oh, my gosh. I did that one time. I thought I had my brother-in-law, and it turns out I had my mom for Secret Santa. Oh. So my mom ended up with zero gifts.
That's what happened to my niece, and then someone just busted out a 20, and they're like,
there you go.
Santa had cash on him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if I mess this up, I'll Venmo the person $20. How about that? Okay. What, Chops? You're looking like disturbed or confused.
It just reminded me. I was supposed to Venmo someone, but I don't remember.
I think
what
it's
for.
Me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure you owe me for something. Uh-huh. Just send it to me. I'll hold on to it. Okay. So let's go around the room and we'll give out the gifts.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay, Chops, who was your gift for?
So I'm actually kind of upset because, so the person I drew, like I got them something that I thought they could really, really use. But turns out, as I'm looking in the studio right now, this person already has like a new thing of what I just got them. Does that make sense?
I think I know what it is.
Well, I got Liv.
Oh, okay.
And So here you go, Liv. This is something you could use.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
No, wait, that's in a happy birthday bag.
That is the birthday bag I put producer Porkchop's belt in that I got him for his birthday.
Hey, I like your recycling plan. I like that.
I'm so confused. I have nothing new here. Like, I didn't bring anything new besides, like,
And I have lots of new things, so I thought that it was
I thought it was
present.
You.
For cycle bar instructing.
Yes. Oh, that's so sweet. A little, like, thermal or, like, a little, like,
32-ounce tumbler.
There we go.
A little thermy.
But I like it's textured. It's, like,
I know. It's, like, spikes. I love that. And here's the thing. I lose everything. Also, I drink so much water, so it's like when I need to wash my hydro flask, I can use this.
Yeah.
I can also use this for smoothies,
you know what?
Iced coffee.
And post-workout, Porkchop got you the one with the built-in foam roller on it. Those like you just work your legs with that.
It does kind of look like a foam roller. I love this, Chops. Thank
That's
you.
That's so thoughtful.
There we go. Not too bad.
That was so thoughtful.
My boyfriend helped me pick that out for you. He says that's your style.
I love that. Pasta's so
boy
much.
Has such great taste.
Okay, so should I get my present
yeah,
out
Yeah, we'll go that way. Okay.
Okay, so Joe, I had you.
Oh!
We're going to have to do something. We're still waiting on it to get shipped in. So I printed off
so
a picture.
So there's nothing in there.
Hold on, I got to see something.
What it is.
Oh, there's a press here button. Santa, talk to me. Sorry, I was bummed.
No.
There's a Santa face on a bag.
It looks like Joe. The Santa
oh,
looks
does
like
it?
Joe. Yeah.
Close resemblance a little bit? Okay.
Almost definitely.
So inside is the picture of what I actually got you. I'm still waiting on it to arrive. Shocker.
What country is this coming from that it's laced with chemicals? Like,
oh, no.
No, it'll be fine. So look at it. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Oh, you got me. Oh, first I was like, what is this? Like, it's like a condo? No, these are meal prep
containers.
Trays.
Yeah, so ooh. I got you. It's a set of 20 meal prep containers because I know you're going into 2020. You're like, this is it. This is the time I'm actually going to make some headway with my Joe's journey and with your weight loss challenge. And I think being prepared and meal prepping is the best way in the world you can do it. And so there are 20 little meal prep container, so you'll have a ton, so there's no reason why, you know.
Are you also going to give me 20 prepared prep meals?
So the containers are really great. They're BPA free, which means like no bad plastic chemicals.
Thank you, Liv.
Oh,
thank
so
you.
Nice.
Thank
I have
you.
To go next because mine is like on that theme.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Well, obviously you got me. You didn't get yourself.
Yeah.
She's like, actually, I did get myself. Surprise.
Okay, I had producer Porkchop.
And
I got him, since he and Hostage Boy are so cute and they're getting really into cooking, I got him two gourmet soups, tortilla soup mix and a cheesy chicken enchilada soup mix with the proteins to put in and a cute new little oven mitt.
Oh, that's so cute.
I thought at first, it looks amazing. I thought when I saw the can like at the top, I thought I was like, dog food or cat food?
No,
like,
it's chicken. It's to put
no,
in,
I know,
so it's
I know,
like
I know.
No thinking. Yeah. They can just make it.
Awesome.
Aww, me and Hostage
so
Boy will love this, but he'll have to cook it.
Mackenzie, now he can eat through the weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Well, because plus his heart, sometimes Chops does not have food. Ironically, he works at a steakhouse, but they're really getting into cooking, and he makes you really cute meals. I thought you could do some soup.
Cool.
Some
thank you so
soup.
Much. Love it. And our latest like oven mitt is really nasty looking, so...
It's
job.
A cute little mini.
Thank
Our
you.
Latest oven mitt. Yeah, they only have one.
You're adulting so hard.
It like fell
so
on the ground.
Cute.
So that means that there's one gift left
yes.
to go.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Porkchop, can you, on the ledge over there, not the box of shame, I'm not giving that to Mackenzie, but there is a red polka dot box. Right there.
That's so cute. Did Lindsay wrap this?
No, I did. But shout out to Alyssa. You can DM me if you're actually looking, if you're in the Indy area, to actually buy a house because we just bought our first house.
Aww.
And she gave us a nice gift inside of that box. So I repurposed it just like Porkchop did. But no, I did restring it up and all that.
Oh,
so.
This is so cute.
It's in a box small enough that it could be an engagement ring.
And Mackenzie, I have to tell you
my
true
gosh.
Feelings.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
This is so exciting.
The show. Moving to Utah. We're going to have some sister wives here. Yeah.
Okay, so it says MR. It's a little note. Oh.
You can read the note on air or off air. I did write. No. I'm saying, like, I've realized lately I want to blame an autocorrect, but.
Starbucks gift cards!
What?
Lots of them.
There we go.
Oh,
give me a hug.
She loves her Starbies.
I know she loves her Starbies.
I see like five over there.
Oh my gosh.
It's a three pack. No.
A three pack. It's a three pack. Starbucks gift card.
And sorry, they did not have, I don't know why.
Thank you so much.
They're separate ones, but I wanted to get you one card. I know it's a pain in the butt, but you could use it for yourself. If you want to give it to somebody, you can do that too.
That was so thoughtful. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I'm going to read our special. I'm going to read this note. Off air.
Yes.
Because I think it's going to be special.
I might have spread my cologne on there, but that means nothing.
No. He did.
All right.
Ooh.
All right. Well, that is the Joan McKenzie Yay! Secret Santa.
Woo! Christmas is officially over.
Maybe okay. Next year, can we try to do it before Christmas?
Yeah, maybe.
This is fun, though, because it's like into the new year.
Yeah.
I like New Year's presents.
It makes it like a little bit easier coming back after a long holiday.
Now, when's your birthday, Mackenzie?
January 8th, Elvis's birthday.
All right, guys, we have got less than a week to not suck
Actually,
at being friends.
Yeah, Wednesday.
All right.
Got a lot of work to do.
Yep. Hey, guys, can we re-gift any of that? Liv, don't open that mug, okay? First successful show of 2020 in the books for Joan McKenzie.
Yes.
Indies Radio Now 100.9.
Of a new decade.
Now, my biggest thing is I'm trying to be healthy in 2020. So I think for today, I'm going to get some kind of a workout in. I got to go. It was so beautiful yesterday, guys. I went disc golfing with Pork Chop and Chad. And it was good. It was a little chilly, but we got it in there. It was fun to hang out with the guys and get in like 6,000 steps. So today, I'm going to walk the dogs. And I don't know. I kind of want to start a weightlifting routine, but I know no matter what, I just need to move. I don't have a perfect plan, but I need to do something. So maybe I'll walk the dogs and go to the gym. I don't know everything yet, but that's my plan. And then, speaking of not planning and waiting on those meal prep containers from Liv that she got me, I do need to figure out what I want to do for dinner. If anybody listening has a healthy like dinner recipe that tastes really good, could you DM us? It is Joe and Mackenzie. Or if you just want to hit me up, it's Joe Pesh Radio. But pretty much my day.
Stress the part, it has to taste really good.
Oh, the gourmet chicken like tortilla soup that
I
got.
Chops.
Chops, those are healthy.
Can I have one of your gifts right there? Want to re-gift it?
That's mine.
Okay, what do you got going on today, Chops?
I, speaking of all this food, haven't eaten since 8 p.m. last night, and that's because
I knew it.
I'm fasting.
Oh.
Not by choice, because I've got to get
just
some...
Just like Jesus did.
I've got to get some blood work done in like 2 hours, so...
Okay, well, dude, are you going to eat a big meal after, some of that soup?
Yes. A big, big, big meal.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What's your day looking like?
I have to teach a cycle bar class tonight. It's my first class of 2020, so I'm trying to get a really good and like motivating playlist. And I also have to go to the grocery because I have legitimately no food. And I still have like boxes and like presents I have to like unpack. I'm still trying to get situated.
Getting your life straight. Okay,
yes.
Mackenzie, what about you? How's your day looking?
It is looking great. So Joe got me Starbucks gift cards. I'm going to go coffee like right after this. And then, so the kiddos aren't back in school yet. A lot of them, my little girl is off through the 8th, which happens to be my birthday, through Wednesday. So my friend did me a solid and she got to go have like a fun sleepover overnight. So I'm going to go pick her up from her play date basically. And we're going to have a fun mommy and me day. We might go out to go see like some holiday lights if you guys been out. I don't know. There's still some like fun attractions.
I've seen a few, but I know there were some at IMS. I don't know if those
yes!
are still up or not,
yes!
but there's all kinds of stuff.
You guys should see Little Women.
Was that movie good? We saw Knives Out, which was interesting. It was PG-13. It was an interesting like murder mystery clue-ish.
Yeah.
It was kind of long. So if you have like 2.5 hours to spend in the theater, it was good, but I would just rent it.
I really want to see Little Women. I have not seen it yet.
Okay.
But I really want to. I love Timothée Chalamet, and I love like all of the actresses in it.
Is Ooh. Today Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, Family Feud trivia at the Britain Tavern. I
forgot. How could he almost forget?
First of the year.
And then my new addiction, You on Netflix. I'm not completely through
How
season
far
two.
Are you in?
I binged the first season, and then I'm like halfway through the second.
I'm 4 episodes in. I told Lindsay a limit of 2 per day.
It's so hard, though. It's so good.
Then there's nothing to look forward to, and it's done.
If you watch Gossip Girl, Penn Badgley's in it, and it is just so thrilling. And I heard the last episodes of the second season are the best, like the last three.
It's a good show. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say bye-bye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer, Lenny Bree, let's say bye.
Bye. Bye.